Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a good week so far. It is Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York. And joining me tonight will be Mr. Wilho Sari. Hopefully we get him on the line in a couple of minutes here. As always, we give our guests a couple-minute grace period to join us before we go ahead and try to reschedule, I guess, at that point. So, like I said, the guest hotline, again, is 323-870-4087 for Wilho to call into. And hopefully he does, and we'll give him a couple moments to go ahead and do that. And we'll be right back. Hi, Wilho. Are you going to call into the show? Are you going to call into the radio show? Yeah, you call, just dial the number on your telephone. Dial 323-87. No. Just dial that phone number and you're on the show and we're ready to go. Yeah. Thank you. And I believe we have Wilho on the line right now. Is this Wilho? Are you there?
Speaking.
All right, great. Wilho, thank you for coming on to the show tonight.
As we were
just mentioning, it is a little past 6:30 here on the East Coast in New York, and we're very excited to have you on the show. So, not to waste too much time, Wilho, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and where you came from, and where you are right now?
How much time is there?
It's a half an hour radio show, and we have about 27 minutes left.
Yeah, I don't have that much material.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be fine. Don't worry. We'll cover it.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted me to play the cantaloupe for killing out some of the time, but okay.
Hey, if you'd like to, that'd be fine too.
Uh-huh.
But why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Do I start talking now?
Yes, we're on air. We're on the air right now.
Hi, this is Wilho Sari from Nassau, Washington. I grew up in Nassau, Washington. That is, it's a small community north of Astoria, Oregon, and we're about 20 miles from the Pacific Ocean. When I was growing up at that time, this was a small Finnish community, basically,
mm-hmm.
with three churches, and basically Finnish congregations. There was a Congregational Church, Lutheran Church, and Assembly of God Church. In the 40s, they started changing into English language. But when I was young, it was basically Finnish. I graduated from high school in Nassau in 1950 in a class of, I think, 18 students. No one in this class went to college. Most of the guys went to work in the woods, and the gals either got married or got a secretarial job. I wasn't really fit for working in the woods, so I was at home working on our milking 20 milk cows dairy farm. I was there 2 years after high school, and that summer, after 2 years, I went to our church camp in near Salem, Oregon, where I met a music group from Glad Tidings Bible Institute. After talking with them, I decided I should go for 1 year to see this school, to see what it's all about. And so I had a good year in California at this school. Then after that, I went to Northwest Bible College, which was in Seattle. I was there for 3 years and got my BA in sacred music. After that, I went to Seattle Pacific College for 2 years, where I obtained a BA in teaching. In 1957, I married Kaisa Kankkunen. She was a girl from Finland who was spending a year in Nacelle. In 1958, we went, after graduating from Seattle Pacific, we went to Brooklyn, Washington, a small country school where I taught grades 5 and 6 for a half a day, and the other half in the high school where I taught band, chorus, and a typing class. In 1960, we went back to Seattle, where I taught grade 6 for 6 years, and Kaisa, my wife, went 4 years to Seattle Pacific, majoring in Spanish. She got her BA there. And then 2 years later, 2 years more at the University of Washington, she got her master's in Spanish. After Kaisa's graduation, we, with our two children that were 3 and 7, went to teach in a mission school in Liberia, Africa, for 3 years. From there, we returned back to Nacelle, where I taught 23 years in a teenage prison, and Kaisa taught 25 years at the high school in teaching Spanish, German, and Finnish. Third generation Finn kids were wanting to learn Finnish, so she had three languages going.
Wow.
My earliest music memories was to hear evangelist Lorne Fox play the piano, an outstanding pianist. He influenced a number of people in our church in playing the piano. My dad played the cantele almost every night after work, but in those years it was Dad's thing. He usually played at home, but whenever he was asked to play it elsewhere, he was willing to do so. 14 years after Dad died, I had to see if an old dog could learn new tricks. Mm-hmm. I knew how Dad played the cantele, so it was easy for me to get started playing it. I got hooked. I've been at it for 33 years now. So I actually started playing it when I was 50 years old.
Wow.
I am a fifth generation cantele player, and my daughter Karen is a sixth generation player. My great-great grandmother in Finland was probably the best known cantele player in the 1800s. Her name was Greta Haapasalo, and also known as Kantele Greta. She raised a family of 11 children and basically supported the family by going about playing the kantele. She played in Russia, where she played for the Tsar's children, played in Sweden, and throughout Finland, while there was a large theater building where she played in Sweden. She wasn't used to playing in such huge places, so the story goes that she closed her eyes and played with her eyes shut, pretending that she was back in her own home playing the cantile. There is a statue of her in Finland, and so when I go to Finland, I go stand by her statue and have my picture taken. I have been involved in playing the cantile in many types of audiences. I play in church services, funerals, weddings, festivals, schools, retirement homes, hospitals, Finnish audiences, English-speaking audiences. The music I play at these settings will be the kind of music that would fit it in it to that particular audience.
Mm-hmm.
In school, I would play tunes that the children would recognize. I have been heavily involved in teaching the cantile. The local fourth grade teacher has invited me to teach a group of fourth grade students on the small five-string cantile. I would go 2-3 times a week for several weeks, and the group would be ready to perform at their spring concert. From 2000 to 2007, I was invited to teach a group of adults in Portland, Oregon. For 7 years, monthly, my wife and I drove 100 miles to Portland, Oregon, to teach this group. We've driven to Seattle to teach a number of times, and we were invited to go to Michigan even for a week to teach. A lady in Finland put, I write a lot of music at home. This
okay.
lady in Finland, Arja Kastinen, she is a good cantile player, and she offered to put my music into a book. She chose 365 of my cantile pieces and put them into a book called Tune a Day. Well, that's the right number, 365. So, and I've made, currently I have 2 CDs, Vilhon Vintiltä, music that I've written. Vintiltä is from an attic, so Vilho is my name in Finnish, so
right.
It's from my attic, in other words, my head. And that's the name of the CD. They're my own tunes. And then I have another CD called Cantile Songs of Praise. It has Finnish and English church music. I hope to still make a cantile CD of Christmas music one of these days. Okay, being in 2011, I was chosen as the Performer of the Year by Finlandia Foundation National. And this involved in making a number of trips throughout the U.S. to perform. This involved trips to Florida, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Chicago, San Diego, Marquette, Michigan, Iron County, Michigan, Finger Lakes, New York, West Central Michigan, Farming Hills, Minnesota, Michigan, I guess that is, and also Williamstown in Massachusetts. I have received a number of awards. I don't have them all listed here, but in the year 2005, I received the Niskanen Award, ASF, for preserving Finnish heritage. through the consulate. That same year, in 2005, I received the Washington State's Governor's Heritage Award, and that was given in Olympia at the Governor's area. In 2006, I received probably the nation's highest award, which just blows my mind when I think of that I received that. National Endowment for the Arts National Heritage Fellowship. This award was received by 10 recipients. It was in Washington, D.C. And the next award, I like the name of it. In 2011, I received the Sauna Bucket Award from the Finnish American Historical Society of the West. In 2015, I received the Strathmore's Who's Who Award. And in 2016, I received two books that had articles about me in them. One was the Who's Who of Creative Media Consultants Incorporated. The other was 2016 to 2017 Empire Publishing Group Incorporated. Composing Kandala music has been my hobby at home. Since retiring from teaching 23 years ago and being at home, I have been heavily involved in writing Kandala music. I usually write the music in the key of G and put it directly into the computer. With a computer, I can easily make copies in other keys as well. So, for several years, I've been making the Kandala tunes in three keys, originally in the key of G, and then make copies in both C and D. Recent years, I've been averaging over a tune a day. Currently, I have written approximately 4,700 pieces, and this I do at home. The music I like the most, well, I grew up playing church music. I do play folk music. I enjoy whatever fits the occasion. Often I will play my own tunes. The organizations which I am basically affiliated with are the Nassau Assembly of God, in which I grew up, and Finnish American Folk Festival. This is our local festival that we have every other year. We've had it for 30 years now, and it's usually the last weekend in July. So basically, that's everything that I can think of right now to speak about myself.
Well, did you have anything that you would like to try to perform, or show us a little bit from your musicianship?
I can play a little bit here. I'll put my things aside, and I can do that.
Sure, that'd be great.
Sure.
And everyone, this is Wilho Sari that you're listening to on CMC Radio. Thank you. Wow, thank you, Willa. That was incredible.
Thank you.
That was a very pleasant surprise. I wasn't sure what I was in for, but for everyone that listened, we just got a nice little treat there from Will Hosari. So thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome.
And now, Will, if you don't mind me asking, how long did it take you to learn how to play this instrument?
Well, I had a music background.
Mm-hmm.
I played brass instruments, and I played the piano and organ. So, and I knew how Dad played it.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how Dad played it, it wasn't hard at all. I was 14 years after he died. I was 50 years old then, and I got so hooked on it almost immediately that has been my hobby for the last 30 plus years.
Wow. Tremendous.
It's a fun toy.
Well, it sounds like it's more than a toy since you've recorded albums with it and obviously won some awards. I mean, that's great. Do you perform out in concert or anything like that? Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to tell people about?
Well, we have a festival coming up last weekend in July in Nacelle, and at least my daughter and I will be playing a couple of times, and I'll be playing alone at times too during that festival time.
Very nice.
Yeah, but there right now there isn't anything else scheduled.
All right. Well, that's great though. It's still something. I mean, how often do you play a day? Do you practice, daily or?
I'm almost writing a new tune almost every day, and
very
I
nice.
Put it directly. Directly into the computer. I have my Kundalini right next to the computer, so I get usually a tune a day, or sometimes I get a couple of tunes.
Very nice.
I have to go back and see, have I done this tune before? Once in a while I get embarrassed and I see the same thing again. It's just a fun hobby.
I'm sure it is. I think everybody needs that little escape, though, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's great. Well, Wilco, I mean, would you like to play us anything else? We have a couple minutes left here. We have about 4 minutes left if you'd like to share anything else that you'd like to play.
Oh, I'll try to think of something quickly here.
Sure.
Okay.
And again, everyone, you're listening to Will Hosari on CMC Radio. Will, are you there? And I don't know if we might have lost Will Ho. But, I mean, I hope everyone enjoyed what they just heard. I mean, it was incredible, totally unexpected. I did not know for someone that had never actually, heard music played by the cantata. That was very, very cool, and it was great to have Will Ho on the show. I don't know if he's still there, but we have just under 2 minutes now. And again, I just wanted to thank Will Ho for joining us today. And again, if anybody has anything cool that they ever want to share on the show, please feel free to call in or play. We would certainly love to hear it. The guest hotline is 323-870-4087. And again, we want to thank Will Ho. Sorry, tremendous show with him. Hope everyone enjoyed. And you can certainly to look into more information on the cantata. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. but we Let's see if we can just find a quick thing here since we don't have him currently on the line. All right. And unfortunately, it looks like we did lose Will Ho's call. But again, from everyone here at CMC Radio, very happy to have on the show Will Ho Sari, and hopefully we can get him back on in the near future. So from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Have a great night, everybody.